Good morning, Asbury. It's good to see all of you here this morning, and I especially want to welcome those of you who are joining us through the miracles of the internet, who may not be part of the Asbury family, and give you a hearty welcome on behalf of the loving community that is here in West Little Rock that wishes to make a difference for Christ in our community and beyond. You just noticed on the video that you saw a little bit about the ministries of Asbury that continue to go on in the midst of COVID. Our Stone Soup Ministry, where we serve those without homes and those who are in food insecurity. And we're so glad to be able to share that with you this morning. If you have been visiting with us via media, I hope that you will go to our website, AsburyUMC-LR.org, this week and send either Brother Nick or myself an email. We'd love to get to know you and perhaps be able to reach out to you as we prepare for resuming our in-person worship sometime later, that date to be announced, but we know it's coming. This morning, I just simply want to welcome you and say to you how glad we are that you're here and how we pray together that the Holy Spirit might be with us. So let us do that now. Come, Holy Spirit, be among us. Work through us and bind us together in that way that grace can do, that crosses over time and space, distance, and any other barriers that might be in our way. Lord God, inspire us today. Fill us with your power and your passion, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. One more thing. As we prepare to worship, if you haven't already gathered your communion supplies at your table and lit your communion candle, I invite you to do that during our opening music. God be with you.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou widest all my day, O my God. Waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Be thou my vision, thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou ever only first in my heart. Great God of heaven, my treasure thou art. Great God of heaven, my victory. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright and sun, or of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Good morning, Asbury. Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, and you will also live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me keep my word, and my Father will love him, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you, if you love me. You will rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us be on our way.
You were the Word, the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. In glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name.
What a wonderful name it is. Hey, good morning, friends. It is a blessing to be with you today. I'm Nick Schimmer. I'm one of the pastors here at Asbury. I need a haircut, but it is a blessing to be with you and to share the word with you this morning. I want to give a thank you to Hope Cogbill for being willing to record that scripture, read it so wonderfully, and I'm excited to share that message with you today. Well, friends, we're at an interesting point in this time of pandemic. Starting tomorrow, so many will go back to work as we start to ease restrictions around the states, this state and in other places around the country. And so what I've noticed, along with a lot of the concerns and the back and forth online, is some have started to move into a bit of a retrospective period. And one of the articles I saw this week really captured my attention for a second, because it said, how during this time of quarantine have you found yourself? That's a very Western idea, this concept of finding ourselves. We talk about it all the time, about how we go out and we are in this self-search for our true meaning in life, how we are always finding ways to improve ourselves. In fact, self-improvement has become a driving force in our culture, and it's also become a very profitable business. I'll give you an example, because for much of my life, I have spent time engaging in self-help books, books on how to be a better person, books on how to be a better leader and a better manager. And what's funny about them is that you read them and you take principles from them, but then you'll read another book that tells you the exact opposite of what that first book told you. And so you go through this time of trying to self-improve, trying to find a way on your own to be better. And what you often end up with most of the time is confusion and frustration. And here's the reason why. And it's in the word finding itself. See, to find means to come upon something by chance. Let me give you an example. Just yesterday, a few months back, we had to get our son Liam some glasses. He was having trouble at school, and it turned out the reason why he was having trouble is because he couldn't read what was on the page. We sure wish he would have told us that was the problem instead of acting out and having problems and issues. But first of all, he's 9, and second of all, how many of us don't open up honestly about the issues in our life? So we finally realized that he needed glasses. We got them for him. And within a matter of weeks, he had lost them. And we went on this frantic search for these glasses. All throughout the house, we looked through our cars. We were calling grandparents and aunts and uncles. Have you seen Liam's glasses? We have to find them. It took us so long that even our dear friend Greg Stansel was kind enough to lend Liam some of his readers so he could see the Bible during third grade Sunday school. Well, after a while, we had finally given up. We had looked everywhere. And so we went out and we got him a new pair. Well, yesterday we were preparing to leave the house, and so I was cleaning out the back of our van. And lo and behold, underneath a bag were his glasses. I had probably searched that van 50,000 times looking for them. We had tore the house apart, and there they were all the while, right in front of our faces. See, so often when we're trying to find ourselves, when we're trying to find things, we look past exactly what we need. My message this morning, and the hope for all of us, is that we can change our attitude. Our attitude of finding ourselves to an attitude of becoming. Becoming what God wants us to be through Christ. See, the word becoming means to gradually improve, to gradually change. It's a process over time. And for those of us that are watching this morning that are Wesleyan, we understand that this faith journey is a process. We absolutely believe in it. We know we are a work in progress, and we have a long way to go. We're heading into very uncertain times. And I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know if any of us watching today know what the right answer is. And so that future, that uncertainty, can lead to anxiety. It can lead to back and forth bickering. It can lead us to say things that maybe sometime down the road we'll wish we hadn't. But our feelings today, this anxiety, this fear, is no different than what the disciples were feeling at this point in the gospel. This section of John is part of what is called the Upper Room Discourse. Jesus is making the final preparations to head to the cross and make the greatest sacrifice the world will ever see. And within that, he knows that he is working against a world that feeds into our anxieties and into our fears. And so he engages the disciples in this conversation of then what? What is the then what? And it's an important question to answer, because we do think forward so often. And so Jesus lays it out very simply. He says, I'm leaving you. I am going to prepare a place in my Father's house for you. I'm going to get the bed ready. We're going to wash the sheets and get everything ready for your arrival. But do not fear, because I am not going to leave you alone. I am sending another in my place. And that other is the Holy Spirit. Here's what's interesting about the Holy Spirit. Is referred to as so many different names, but there are two that I want to focus on this morning because I think they are so relevant to where we are today. The first is in this version. The version we read to you this morning is the NRSV version. They refer to the Holy Spirit as the advocate. An advocate in your life is someone that is always going to fight for you, always going to speak for you, always going to be there on your behalf. That is a valuable ally to have. I know we have a lot of advocates in our life in the world, people that we trust that we're very close to, but there is no advocate quite like the Holy Spirit. In other versions of the Bible, the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Comforter. I really like that. It brings peace to my heart. It calms the rough waters of my life. To know that through faith in Christ, I have a Spirit in me that is going to truly bring me peace. But this Holy Spirit isn't just given. There is something very, very important that we have to do to inherit this glory. And Jesus lays it out very simply in this passage. And I don't know if you caught it during Hope's reading, so I want to draw your eyes to it. It's in verses 15, 21, and 23. Verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me. In verse 21, he says, those who love me. And in verse 23, those who love me. But he follows it with a very, very important statement that we need to understand. Those who love me will keep my word. Those who love me will keep my commandments. Those who love me will keep their eyes focused on me. I love sports movies, and during this time, I've had a chance to watch my fair share. There is a really cool baseball movie. It's called For Love of the Game, and it's got Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner plus baseball, you can't go wrong. And he's a pitcher, and he's pitching this perfect game towards the end of his career. And as he's standing on the mound, he can hear the roar of the fans, and he can hear the concession, and he can hear all of this static and all of this sound going on around him. And as he leans in, looks towards the batter and catcher, he says the statement, clear the mechanism. And all of that external static and external sound goes away. And he is singularly focused on the task ahead. Our great challenge today as we seek to keep our eyes on the glory of God, on the love of Christ, is to clear the mechanism. Don't get so bogged down in this attitude of self-improvement that you miss the opportunity to become what God has truly called you to be. And by keeping His commandments to love Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, will lead you down that road of glory. I wish I would have realized this many years ago. It could have saved me a lot of time. Because I didn't know that instead of all of these, all I really needed was this. Speaking of great quotes and great history and great self-improvement, when I was doing research for this sermon, I looked up the 10 greatest quotes of all time. And I won't give you all 10, but I will give you the top three. Number three was Mr. Gorbachev, "Tear down this wall," spoken by President Reagan. "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," Neil Armstrong, walking on the moon. And lastly was the "I Have a Dream" speech from Martin Luther King Jr. And I think we could argue that entire speech is one long great quote. But I will leave you with one last quote that is the single greatest quote of all time. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets through the Father but through me." My friends, keep your eyes focused on the glory of God. Drown out the noise around you and seek the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, who will continue to bless you, to continue to keep you. And as Jesus says in verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, peace I give to you from the Holy Spirit." One of the things that we are doing during this sermon series, The Prayers of Jesus, is we are putting together prayer practices to guide you each week. Needy did the breath prayer last week, and I don't know how many of you used it. I did, and it was powerful. Sometimes my breathing was in joy, and sometimes it was in frustration, but I did the breath prayer, and it helped me. So I have an exercise for you this week that will help us keep our eyes on God and keep our focus on the moment. I want you to do a gift basket prayer every day. Who doesn't love a good gift basket? The way you do that is, before you pray at the end of each day, take a moment and write down the blessings that God has given you that day, and then thank Him for it. You will be amazed how many blessings in our life we often overlook. So if you journal them, you will see that it is abundant, because God is a God of many blessings and many love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Beginning and the end, You are everything, and I.
Indeed, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We have worshiped together today. We have fed at the table of the Lord and received the power of the Holy Spirit within us, that Spirit who is our advocate and comforter. This week, as you practice your prayer practices, as you add from breathing in the Holy Spirit and breathing out fear and anxiety, adding to that the counting of blessings through keeping a gratitude basket, we pray that you will indeed find yourself drawing nearer to Christ. You see, Christ is always near to you. Receive this benediction. May the peace of Christ be with you. May the Holy Spirit, who is your advocate, be with you and speak for you. And may the Father of all mercies draw you close within his arms of grace. My friends, let us go in peace. Amen.